Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
My objective is to get you to the place called heaven. A husband came home late. He was expecting his dinner. When he got home, nothing was prepared. You know, most of us that are from the islands, you know, we do things a special way. For some people, depending on what part of the island you're from, every Friday is soup day. Some people, it could be every Saturday. When I went to Israel, I come to find out that really and truly, a lot of Jamaicans are really Jewish. Because every Friday, you can smell that soup. Soup is a must to go with dinner. There's no Jewish house that you will enter on a Friday evening. As a matter of fact, they say that you can pass by every apartment, every house, and you smell the soup. So this man was expecting his soup. When he got home, his wife looked at him and said, "Honey, there is no soup." He said, "Why is there no soup?" She said, "The lady showed up late with the ingredients for the soup." He looked at his wife and he said, "Then, honey, where we live? Is this not our home?" He said, "Honey, get up and go make the soup. If the soup is ready at midnight, it's our house. You can have your soup anytime at your house, which simply means that we can start the series at any time." Well, come on and say amen. Amen. My objective in leading the people of God is to get you to the place called heaven. Oh, that was a poor amen. Amen. I said my objective is to get you to the place called heaven. And you know what I realize? I come to realize that another sermon is not going to get you there. I come to realize, Senior Deacon, another song is not going to do it. I'm doing a feasibility study, and I come to realize that another shouting and speaking in tongues is not going to do it. We've got to come to the core of the matter, and we've got to dig out the dead flesh out of our heart, and we have to make sure that the word of God is seated there. I love grandmas. All grandmas, they know some stuff. They're better than surgeons. Oh, you don't understand what I have a mark to prove it. Take my watch. Yeah, you see, I was washing. Oh, you take the wrong hand. I was washing dishes one day, and my mother was here in America. I was in Jamaica. I didn't have any grandmother close by. You see, one of the plate had a crack, and I didn't know it, and I'm washing this. I'm right-handed, so this is my power hand. The plate separated, and now my hand came down on the sharp edge of the plate. All I saw was my blood shooting in the ceiling of the kitchen. And my sister Marjorie grabbed the hand, and she walk with me maybe less than a half of a mile to your great-grandmother that you don't know. And she brought me there to Grandma B. Mm-hmm. And she said, She just knew something is wrong. She didn't have to see the wound. She saw blood. She said, hold it. And she started a little humming. And she went into the garden and she pulled up some weed. And she came back and she began scraping it from the root. Come on, huh? And she put some stuff on it and then she heated it. And then she burned the place. By the time, because I bust a main vein. By the time she get ready to remove it, it was perfect. You couldn't tell I never got stitches. You see that? You see that? Perfectly sealed together. Lord, 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 Lord. When you have a sore, they know how to get in there and get rid of the dead flesh so that the sore can get better. But it hurts like hell. Come on now, come on now, come on now. So can I just talk to you for a little bit? For a little bit. Teacher Beckford have been teaching about the beatitude. I call it the beautiful attitude. And when I look at it, I realize I don't get excited because the house is full. You know how I measure the church? I measure the church at Bible studies and prayer services. That's how I know how strong we are. That's how I tell the real army of the church. Because somebody shouted, no word, no power. I greet the Holy Spirit in this room. To the entire stock of Abraham, Shabbat Shalom. And so I noticed that as we teach, these things are the prerequisites to make it into the kingdom of God. I know that some of you would stone me to death if I tell you that the Sabbath was not a prereq. There has to be something that leads you to the Sabbath. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? The beautiful attitude have to lead you to the Sabbath. I no longer even get upset with people when they don't want to keep Sabbath. You know what I get upset with people about? When you have no love in your heart. Because if you have no love in your heart, you might as well go cook your oxtail, your cow head, your cow feet, and your colored greens on Sabbath. Because the Sabbath by itself, it can't save you. So prove it, senior pastor. There was a rich young man that came to Yeshua, and he was very temptious. Proud and pompous. I guess they're the same thing. So he came to Yeshua, sweet girl, and he said, so, what shall I do to be saved? Because he was so sure that he was already saved. Like some of us in here today. We are so certain. But can get me to heaven, senior pastor. One way or another, get me there. And so Elijah, he thought he got it, you know, Elijah. He thought he got it. He thought he got the Lord. And so he said, what do I need to do to be saved? And the Lord said to him, keep the commandments. Oh, here he go with his braggadocious self. He said, oh, all these I have done from my youth. I've kept them from my youth. Yeshua said, okay then. Go sell all that you possess and come follow me. That's where the story ends. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. The Bible says he walked away what? Sorrowful. What kind of Lord are you asking me to go sell my stuff and give it to people? I have nothing too precious that if the Lord asks me to give away, I won't give away. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. And so the Bible study has been going on. And the Bible study is about the beautiful attitude. Do we have them? Do we possess them? Because Yeshua, remember, we're only engaged to him. We're not married yet. And he is not like some of these men that saw us with our nasty, dirty ways and still married us. And then bawl later. And come into pastor and bawl into God how your life is messed up. You saw it. You knew it, but you went in it anywho. Now, I'm not going to tell you that there's no hope for you. Yeah. If your foot get caught in a net, take it out, brother. And make sure that you make straight path for your feet. I'm going to get you to heaven by any way possible. Because I know that some preacher said you got to stay there and bleed out. And I say you don't have to do that. That's not the God we serve. Hello now. You see that? You cannot keep the commandments of God if you don't have love in your heart. The beautiful attitude will not come if you don't have love in your heart. So what are some of the beautiful attitude? You must be merciful. Let me see the hands of those of you that are merciful. You consider yourself merciful. Keep those hands up. Keep those hands up. If I slap your child in her face right now, you're going to be merciful to me and say, oh, Lord, Senior Pastor, why did you do it? Or would you rail up and crap me? You see, you don't even know. You see, we think we're merciful. Amen. Until somebody step on your toe. And then when we act out of the way, people said, you see those hypocrites? I thought about this in the bathroom this morning. And I said, Lord, only you could be God. The same people that say that they wouldn't go to church because too many hypocrites go to church, God have their name written down for being a hypocrite. Huh? And one day they're going to ask the Lord, where part, Sister Sue? So you see what is happening now? The atmosphere was so pregnant for me to preach. But I intentionally shut it down. Because another message is not what you need. Zoom family, hear me. Another message is not what you need. What we need is for the love of God to permeate our hearts 24/7. What we need is a change of attitude. Hello? You see how Sister Donna testified today? About her humbling experience. Yes, you have to humble us. You have to humble us and break off some things off of us. So nudge your neighbor and say, how is your attitude? Because we dress it up on Sabbath, you know, but some of us are cussers. Oh, we can cuss. Oh, I'm telling you, if something ever sounds like a gunshot right now, you'll hear the cusses. As when they get in panic mode, they start to cuss. And Jesus is not the first thing that is going to come from their mouth. Because you're a cusser. So let's not pretend that we are holier than thou. We are people that is trying to change our nasty, dirty ways. We are people that is trying to change our dirty habits. And so we come to church so that the preacher can help us to put the garbage out. Just get it out. We've got to change our attitude and adopt the beautiful attitude of the Messiah. So what are some of the beautiful attitude? Huh? A peacemaker. A peacemaker. Let me see the hands of those of you that consider yourself to obtain this one. Call them up. Now everybody's afraid to put up their hand because a bullet went through the first one. You can stand for that one. Senior Deacon, Let me help the people. You know who is a peacemaker, Deacon? You know how I love you. You know I love you, right? Tell the church, let the church know that that senior pastor loves senior deacon there.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, you see that? Praise the Lord. So now, here's a peacemaker. I overhear you talking about the man I love. And you have said some dirty things about him. Guess what I have done now? Because I claim I love him so much. Senior deacon, you know what Cassandra Peart say about you? And now what I have done is put some poison in his heart. Now then, senior deacon, don't keep it to himself and go pray and ask God to forgive Cassandra. He have to come and tell Johnny what Cassandra say. And then Johnny have to go tell you. And then everybody start to look at Cassandra with a sore eye. Shh. Church. Say, get me to heaven by any means possible. Deacon Blake, we don't have to tell everything we hear. If it is not good for me, don't tell it. It's not good for me. Not your neighbor and said, I don't do well with dirt. Come on. Talk to somebody else and said, I don't do well with dirt. Be a peacemaker. You see what Yeshua did when the woman was caught in the very act of adultery? They were hoping that he would command them to stone her. But what did he do? Did he have mercy on her? Yes, he did. He forgave her quickly and began to write out their sins on the ground. Not your neighbor, say, neighbor, the Lord is writing yours. While you're yet talking about somebody else, yours are being written. Give me another one. I don't have a lot of time. Give me another one. I'll take that one. Blessed are the pure in heart. Even when you come and you said, senior deacon, Cassandra say X, Y, Z. You said, you know, that maybe that's not what, maybe you didn't hear right. To the pure, all things are pure, and the pure will flip it so many different ways. So just not to judge. My brothers and my sisters, listen to me carefully. Without these behaviors, without this beautiful attitude, we will never be married. Not to the Christ. Hello? Anybody want to be married to the Christ? Let us change our attitude. Is there another one? Be what? Be meek. The meek shall inherit the earth. What does that really mean? You think it's about being an introvert? No. Who is an introvert? A person that is very quiet. A person that don't really, they're not very sure of themselves. So they're very timid. I'm talking about an introvert. An introvert, you would ask an introvert for something their grandmother die and leave and the will for them. And they just cannot build up the courage to tell you no. So everybody just come and just run over them. They can't stand up for themselves. That is not what the Bible is talking about. You ever see some Christian trying to look meek? Meek is not something you can wear. Meek is a verb. It's action. It's how you handle situation and conflict. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say to you? Can you be corrected? Can you be entreated? Can someone point out your flaws and show you where you have erred? Are you willing and quick to say, I was wrong, and I sincerely apologize? And are you quick to make right? Somebody said, Lord, give me, change my attitude, Lord. Change my attitude, Lord. Change my attitude. Give me another one. Huh? Poor in spirit. Lord, this is what the church use and allow the church to become poverty stricken. Oh, they tell you don't have to ask God for anything. And they told you that if you have too much, you're not going to make it. You know, the church have really messed up some people's lives. The church have even hindered some people from being educated because the church said there are certain places you couldn't go. I know an old lady in Jamaica right now. The church is taking care of her. Very smart woman. She was very smart and passed all of the subjects that you could ever think about in the island of Jamaica. And she was told that she couldn't go away to college in Kingston because you can't go to Kingston and remain safe. And the church teaches people, oh, you can't be a lawyer. And now you want to build and you can't build because you're poor and poverty stricken. Come on now, come on now, come on now. But what does it mean to be poor in spirit? Repeat after me. He that governs his own spirit is greater than he that taketh a city. It simply means that because you feel like doing it, you don't have to do it. You can control yourself and muse the fire burn. Come on now. Be pure in spirit. Know what God requires of you. Because God breathed into man and man became what? A living soul. Be pure. Don't quick to judge. Oh, some people know everything. They know how the story went and they weren't there. They can tell you exactly what took place. Is there another one? Enduring persecution. Lord have mercy. If you want to see believer rail up and come out of their clothes, you try lying on them. How do we handle life struggles, saints? We have to change our attitude. How are you at home? I know everybody's perfect at church, but how are you at home? Can the neighbor hear you? Cussing and carrying on? Can your children hear you? Come on now. Some of us don't want to endure anything. We just want the blessing. We don't want to go through anything. Someone told me yesterday or last night rather that they have lost $30,000. And I said to the person, be thankful that you have $30,000 to lose, because some people don't have $30. You have $30,000. You could lose $30,000. And what I say to the person, I said, you know the beauty about it? Is I said, it is in you to generate more than $30,000. It's okay to lose some money. Look at that now. It's okay to lose some money. And if you are going to attract money, you will have to lose some money. Oh, you think I'm crazy now? You have to lose to gain. You have to lose to gain. Lift your hand where you are right now. And said, all that I need, all that I want, it is in me to generate. Lift those hands, keep them up. Said, I don't have to envy anyone for what they have, because it's in me to generate what I want. Do you understand that some people, it's so funny that I said this to someone. I said, do you know that some people, well, you shouldn't envy people what they have. Some people murder people to get what they have. You know why? Because they determined that by any means possible, they're going to obtain what they want. And they did what they have to do. Now, that's their problem. Yeah? And they leave wealth for their children too. And here you are. I wish I was born in that family. I don't want to born to a family where the wealth come from bloodshed. Be careful what you're envying. Be careful what you're coveting. But I've got news for you. Just like Sister Donna today, how the money show up for her mortgage, you can speak to your situation. It is in you to generate. Some of us working so hard, we're so tired, we can hardly keep up in church and Sabbath. It's in you to change that too. We just have to change our attitude. Smile. Life is great. You know what? Today's a great day. We are alive. Come on, lift your hand and say, everything I need for today was already provided for. And if I will live to see tomorrow, everything that I will need is already provided for. Now give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. The joy of the Lord is your what? And I'm closing. On Wednesday night, there was a question that was asked in the Bible study. Is God partial? Because we do not have any other terminology to use, we can only come to the consensus that yes, partial. Yeshua came and he loved John. And when they wanted to find out who Yeshua was talking about that was going to betray him, they whisper and said, ask John. John was already laying on Yeshua's breast. Ask him. But you have to know that with God, God does not see it as partiality, because everything that God does is holy and righteous and just. He said, the kingdom is mine and I will give it to whosoever I please. There are some people that is going to shock you when you go to heaven. Some people you never thought was going to make it. You are going to see them.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.